Are you tired of pumpkins yet? Listen, I get it. Some of you out there are pumpkin crazy. Anything pumpkin hits the shelves and you can't help yourself. Others of you, not so much. You may be more into apples. Let me know which is your favorite in the comments. I must admit, I live in the moment and soak up every season, so I'm right there with you when it comes to pumpkins. I enjoy a good pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin pie, putting pumpkins inside and outside of my home, taking a trip to the pumpkin patch, carving pumpkins, and all the things. It's a beautiful sign of the season as the leaves fall and the air grows cooler. Even if you're not a pumpkin fan, pumpkins can be a great way to share the gospel and shine a light to those around us. So maybe this season, before they're all gone, go get a few, invite some friends over, break out the candy corn and apple cider, and walk through these truths as you do some creative carving, painting, or decorating. Truth number one. When you put your faith in Jesus, God picks you up and prepares you for something new. If you've ever been to the pumpkin patch, you know you look for a pumpkin that is fully ripe and ready. You pick it, you put it in the wagon, and bring it home. When our hearts are ready to say yes to Jesus and we give our life to Him, He is near and meets us right where we are to lift us up. Romans 10:13. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Truth number two, no matter how dirty you may be, Jesus can wash you clean. Sometimes the pumpkin patch is a mess, not unlike this world. It's easy to get bruised, scarred, and covered in dirt. You can come as you are to Jesus. He restores you and not only washes the sin away, He creates something new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Truth number three, Jesus not only cleans us up on the outside, He shines a light on the inside, removing seeds of brokenness, doubt, bitterness, and fear. If you've ever carved a pumpkin, you know it gets messy. Our lives are the same, aren't they? We may be clean and shiny on the outside, but on the inside, we can be full of pain that often leaves our heart hardened and cold. Jesus wants to meet you in every messy moment of your life and restore to you the joy of your salvation. Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Now, if you've come this far with your pumpkin, it's cleaned from the inside out and you've got a big cutout goofy grin on the front, you know, there's only one thing left to do. Put a candle inside and light up the darkness. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. How God saves us, cleans us up, and makes all things new in us to then shine a light through us is the hope the world needs. When we shine that light, we push back the darkness. That's the truth. Don't hide it, shine it bright. I'm Lori Klein.